You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Job chapter 11, and we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. Zophar from Naamah said, "So much foolish talk cannot go unanswered. Your words have silenced others and made them ashamed. Now it is only right for you to be put to shame. You claim to be innocent and argue that your beliefs are acceptable to God. But I wish he would speak and let you know that wisdom has many different sides. You would then discover that God has punished you less than you deserve. Can you understand the mysteries surrounding God all-powerful? They are higher than the heavens and deeper than the grave. So what can you do when you know so little? And these mysteries outreach the earth and the ocean. If God puts you in prison or drags you to court, what can you do? God has the wisdom to know when someone is worthless and sinful, but it's easier to tame a wild donkey than to make a fool wise. Surrender your heart to God, turn to Him in prayer, and give up your sins, even those you do in secret. Then you won't be ashamed. You will be confident and fearless. Your troubles will go away, like water beneath a bridge, and your darkest night will be brighter than noon. You will rest safe and secure, filled with hope and emptied of worry. You will sleep without fear and be greatly respected. But those who are evil will go blind and lose their way. Their only escape is death." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at this portion of Scripture today. And Lord, as we look at Zophar's comments toward Job, it's clear that Zophar thinks that this calamity has come upon Job because of Job's sinfulness. Zophar makes the assumption that Job has sinned against God, and that's why this trial is something that God is allowing Job to experience. Zophar's looking at this as if it's a judgment from God, instead of understanding what it truly was. Lord, as we look through the concepts that are presented in these debates and conversations on these pages, we pray, Lord, that you would use these things to help us understand what you're actually doing and how you're operating in our lives as well. Lord, we pray that if you choose to allow us to go through a season of trial, that we would praise you in the midst of it, that our joy would not be anchored to our circumstances, but that we would recognize that we have lasting joy through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, and it doesn't have to be a fickle thing, nor is it supposed to be a fickle thing. Lord, so often we mistakenly assume that joy is something that's connected to circumstances, but the true joy that we have through faith in your Son is something that transcends our circumstances. In spite of whatever is going on in our day-to-day life, we have hope, we have joy, we have a future to look forward to in your Son, Jesus Christ. It's already been secured for us. And we're grateful for these realities, and we're grateful, Lord, that these are things that don't change, that your promises are true, that you remain faithful, and that we have good to look forward to in your presence. So, Lord, we're grateful for these things, and we're grateful for the fact that you have used your word to remind us of these things. And, Lord, we pray that by your grace we would have the right perspective regarding our trials. We know, Lord, that you only bring things our way that are for our benefit and for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for that. And we praise you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to today's episode. For more resources to help you in your walk with Christ, please visit desirejesus.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.